Last night's suicide attacks in Casablanca left several streets littered with bodies, rubble, and wrecked cars. As we've been reporting today, Moroccan authorities say 41 people are dead. 10 of them may be the suicide bombers themselves. This coordinated attack was one of several suicide bombings this week, and in a moment we'll examine whether Al-Qaeda could be behind them. But we'll start in Casablanca, where reporter Aboubakar Jamai is covering the story. Mr. Jamai, can you just lay out for us where the attackers struck and how they struck?
Well, basically, as you've said, these were coordinated and almost simultaneous attacks carried out Friday late night around between, 9:30 and 9:40. You know, it happened in the period of time of no more than 10 to 15 minutes. I think that the first attack, as far as I know, was in a place called the Jewish Circle, Le Cercle Juif. It's a place with the Moroccan Jew just gather and play cards and eat some food there. The second attack took place in an hotel called Hotel Farah in downtown Casablanca. The third one took place in a Jewish cemetery, also in downtown Casablanca, in very poor borough in downtown Casablanca. The fourth one, and maybe the deadlier one, took place in a restaurant called Casa de España, a Spanish restaurant. And the fifth one took place in front of an Italian restaurant in downtown Casablanca as well. And we believe that these attacks were carried by suicide bombers.
What have you seen as you've gone around to those attack sites?
Well, basically, we had access to one site, which is the Farah Hotel in downtown Casablanca, which is not that far from our offices. And, it's beyond words, body parts all over the place. Instead of the main entrance, we had a big hole. People dead all over the place.
Have the police made any arrests yet?
Yes, well, the police managed to arrest five people. Two died just afterward. I think they were themselves suicide bomber. They weren't killed at the moment of the attack. One is seriously injured, and two others were in perfect health. But they were arrested basically not by the police, but by the Moroccan citizens, and handed over to the police.
Mr. Jamai, we're about to hear a report about Al-Qaeda and its latest activities, what is known. What are authorities saying where you are about the possibility that Al-Qaeda could be behind last night's attacks?
Until now, I think there is no evidence that one of the suicide bomber was not Moroccan, basically, from foreign origin. Of course, the fact that it was coordinated, that it was almost simultaneous, means that there is a high degree of organization which has never been witnessed in a Moroccan case. But until, as I'm speaking to you, we don't have facts to strengthen this thesis.
Aboubakar Jamai is a reporter in Casablanca, Morocco. Mr. Jamai, thanks very much.
You're welcome.